with us, vibe with us, come vibe with the Koyas and discuss stuff. I said vibe with us, vibe with us, come vibe with the Koyas and get to know us. Hey, vibe with us, vibe with us, come vibe with the Koyas and discuss stuff. I said vibe with us, vibe with us, come vibe with the Koyas and get to know us.
We're gonna discuss stuff and get to know us.
Welcome back. My goddaughter is hating on the intro, so I want to know, are y'all fucking with the intro or not? This is the second time y'all got to hear it, you know, because we on episode 11. We got 11 episodes in. Proud of us. We're doing this.
Happy birthday to me.
At this point, you know what? I'm committed to this shit to the point where, like, I start to talk to people as if I'm on a podcast now. I mean, it's like... I don't know if this is helping or hurting my fucking conversation skills, but it is what it is. Welcome back. Grab your drinks. Grab your weed. Grab your tea if that's what you're sipping on. Light your candle or your incense, because it's time to vibe out with the Koyas. I'm Sequoia, aka Kid Hyphy, aka Oshigo. I'm about to drop that Kid Hyphy. You know it's hard because my little brother still calls me that shit. Like, I don't even know if that nigga know my name anymore. But anyways, I got my co-host here, LaKoya.
A.K.A. Crickets.
Next thing we getting is a cricket sound, for sure.
Definitely.
Ma'am, I got a message for you. Are you ready?
What?
It's from my grandmother. From the bottom of her heart. She said, happy fucking birthday, bitch. It's your motherfucking birthday, bitch. You fucking 40.
Yes.
Are you excited about this? Did you think you were going to make it to 40?
No. And then hit 40 and find out you got to get not even bifocals. Like,
you're not letting this go, are you?
No, I got to get progressive lenses.
It's progressive. That's the insurance I got. She got progressive lenses.
You're
covered and protected. No.
Like, probably a lot better than Mahomes, but okay.
Hey, ain't nobody covering and protecting Mahomes. That game, they was like, hey, did he piss him off before the game?
Something.
Was he talking shit? He did something. The speech wasn't speeching or some shit.
Nah, the lady was doing a little voodoo doll.
Hey, I saw that shit.
In the crowd.
She was sitting there just punching the voodoo doll, and every time she did that shit, that motherfucker got sacked. And I was like, damn, she really put a curse on that nigga.
It ain't never that serious.
I don't know. Tiger lost $10 million to Peso Pluma.
Ooh.
$10 mil?
For her, she was sitting in...
That's fine. You don't know what that woman's financial state was. She made a voodoo doll and did what she needed to do and got the damn job done. The point is... That nigga lost $10 million.
Ooh,
I'm not betting $10 million on a football game. You can get 20.
He got it. He good.
You can get Tiger got it.
He good. Ain't he part of Illuminati?
The lime with the coconut.
Put the lime in the coconut.
That song was fire though, and then he tried to come out and be hard with Young Money.
Right.
That's weird.
Is it? Because we saw MGK go from being hard to, like...
I hate to do rock music now. Eminem made that nigga switch whole genres. Mm-mm. His rock music's not bad, though. I don't dislike MGK. And I know we're getting on a fucking rant. Because, you know, it is what it is. It is your birthday, me. Fuck it, because it's your birthday. Matter of fact, I'm about to take a shot. Cheers.
Hey.
You know.
I will drink some kombucha.
Hey, they got that hard kombucha. That shit is fire. I can't find the flavor I like anymore, but that hard kombucha is alcohol in it, because, you know, me never seen sober. I don't even like being sober. That shit hurts.
Does it?
At this point, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it does. Bitch, that means I gotta process a thought.
That's what I'm dealing with.
Mm-hmm. That's nasty.
That's part of healing your mental health.
I don't want to heal.
Dealing with it.
Can I just hurt? And be
no,
okay with that?
No. Not if the rest of us gotta hear it.
Oh, bitch, you gonna hear all of it.
See, then now I'm gonna need you.
You the only nigga who pulled me out of traffic.
Very true.
The fuck? Because you ain't got no choice but to hear it. You are my therapist, ma'am.
That's horrible. I feel so sorry for you.
Sorry that you were talking to the dogs, nigga.
They might be a better fit.
I tried to go talk to the lady. She told me to get the fuck out. She said, you know what's wrong with you. Get out.
That's not a good therapist, then.
She was a good therapist. I just knew what the fuck was wrong with me.
Then fix it.
You want me to bring him back? Because it's in powder form now. I got to put some sugar and some spice in it and make it concoction. All nice. I don't know.
Well, since we own our mentals.
Yep.
Today's topic is literally about music.
Yep.
And how it affects our mentals. So what is that? The mental side of music? I said the dark side of music and she immediately thought I was talking about Illuminati.
What
I was like,
other dark side is there?
Well, technically the dark side of music can refer to the negative effects music on people, the industry's business practices, or the darker themes explored in some music.
The negative effects of music practices is what sent designer to the fucking therapist.
Pretty much. So effects on people, mental health. Some studies suggest that certain music can increase depression or anxiety.
Hey, that is true. Because some of that shit my husband listens to be making me anxious as fuck. I don't know if it's just that I want him to turn it the fuck off or if I just don't like the song. But I be just like, I don't know why you're making me listen to this right now because it's making me want to snap.
And then behavior. Music can be used to manipulate people into buying products or voting for certain candidates.
What was his name?
Tom McDonald?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hearing loss. Listening to music at too high a volume can contribute to the loss of your hearing.
I can contest to that because one of my ears can't hear shit and the other one I hear just fine. And my music is always loud.
Yeah, you gotta adjust it.
No. I'm trying to drown y'all out. I'm trying to drown these sounds in my head out.
And that's the problem. I think people just try to drown it out so much we're actually damaging ourselves. So, industry practices. Exploration. Artists may feel exploited by record companies that prioritize commercial interest over the artist's vision. We see this a lot. Like, a lot. Then there's the legal battles. Artists may have long and difficult legal battles with record companies over copyright and master recordings.
Like, how many lawsuits did Megan Thee Stallion win against her fucking record label to the point where they finally had to just let her go like she wanted in the beginning?
That part. And then the darker themes. So, the dark side of music, a 2020 documentary about Pink Floyd. Ooh. That explores the band's counterculture, drugs, abuse, and helplessness.
That brings me back to that episode when I talked about Mac Miller and his new movie that he just dropped to go with his album.
Yes,
Lunarism.
We can get into that today too because it really ties. And then the dark ambient, a post-industry music genre that features dark, drowning, and gloomy atmospheres. This is type of shit that I listen to sometimes. I'm pretty sure her husband probably got some of it on there, too.
It ain't him. It's me.
Well, the related topics would be the dark side of classical music, the dark side of making music, the dark side of the tune popular music and violence.
Yeah. Music, music is healing, and it is also toxic, all in the same... It just depends on what fucking song... You have
and
on.
The person and the susceptibility of the person. So
that's very true because I mean, as influential as music can be, I will say it hasn't made me go and purchase, like, I haven't gone out and purchased a fucking Lamborghini or some shit. I'm not purchasing cars because of these niggas. I'm not trying to purchase and live the lifestyle that y'all living. But I will say that I do have jewelry and shoes based off of, like, them wearing it in their videos and shit. But there has been an instant where I bought a pair of shoes before the video came out. And then when the music video came out 3-4 weeks later, they had the shoes on. And everybody was like, oh, you bought those because of them. No, bitch, I bought these shits 3-4 weeks ago. Like, I wasn't influenced by that. So, you know, but every liquor I drink, because Duce, thank you, Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I know. Oh, my gosh. Beyonce influenced me to buy liquor. DeLeon, P. Diddy, I drank it. Mm-hmm. It was all right. The Duce is Duce in, though. Duce is good.
Duce is good.
You know?
Or was.
I haven't heard a rap song about some Trulies yet.
Maybe we should make one.
I think I will. Maybe that'll get that sponsorship.
And then the dark side of, like, listening to music. There are studies that show that music can impact our mood long term, mm-hmm. increasing depression or anxiety. Certain songs, certain lyrics, certain genres of music are more likely to intensify depression or anxiety, sometimes as much as outside stressors and environmental factors.
That's very true. The way my husband would say it, he doesn't like my depression music, but I like it. And it, to me, it's not depressing. So it's definitely based on the listener, because to me, it doesn't sound depressing. To me, it matches the mood that I'm in.
That is in his defense. They said how mood affects your choice of music. If you're already feeling depressed, it is unlikely that you're going to listen to music that is uplifting or really happy. If you're experiencing anxiety, you're unlikely to choose soothing, relaxing music because it is the opposite of how you're feeling. You're more likely to choose music that matches where you are at emotionally. If you are already in a negative mindset, or worse, already depressed, more likely to choose music that you can emotionally relate to. Music that brings you down harder. Human beings can be a little bit self-punishing in that particular way.
I'm a Pisces. I definitely self-punish, because if I don't have my perfection, I ain't shit.
But you can make conscious choices to improve your mood.
I've done that. Not to cut you off, but I've done that. Like, if I wake up and I feel like I'm in a shitty mood, or like in a down, depressed ass mood, I'll be like, let me put on something that's gonna change this, because I don't want to feel like this all day. And mm-hmm. there's been times where I've woken up and I'm like, we need to hear gospel music. So I will go and throw on me a nice old 90s gospel playlist, and just by the end of 30 minutes to an hour, I'm feeling better and uplifted my spirits, and then I end up having a much better day than I would have had I not done that.
Yep, and that's literally what kind of the study discussed. It was like that you're making choices that music is more uplifting when you're depressed can actually improve your mood, not just your emotional state at the time, but your actual mood. So if you're depressed, you can actually improve your mood level, not just in the moment, but long term. So instead of reaching for those songs that go against, that kind of feed into your depressive moods, like those depressive songs when you're down, you can reach for music that has a better beat, happier lyrics, and actually help you pull yourself out of the nosedive that is depression. Music can be very powerful. And we have seen this countless times where music has become super controversial. It'll be a song, and everybody is either with the song or against the song. Or it'll be...
That's just us trying to pick a song on a road trip.
That too. Like, don't anybody want to listen to this because it'll make me fall asleep. Or I don't want to listen to this because it's going to irritate me.
When it's just me and you in the car, we always end up just going back to just put on Snow the Product.
Right.
Or just put on Snow, and then let's just enjoy this, and we both know we're fine. Like, she's got happy, she's got a little sad, she's got a little fun.
And I like artists that have a variety, like you got all of it in just one. I really dislike artists where your entire album sounds the same. Like,
there's
it's so monotone.
It's like L-I-T-H-E or something like that. I don't know what he pronounces it. He's got good music, but I tried to listen to the album, and I shit you not, every song sounded exactly the same. And it's not fast-paced. It has a good beat. Like, when you're high, I could see that whole album being fire if I was high. Because the first time I listened to him, I was high as shit, and I was like, hey, this shit slap. And even my homegirl was in the car and was like, fuck yeah, I love this shit. Like, now every time we get high, we're just like, you know what song to put on. Mm-hmm. And we put it on. But I've listened to his whole album, and I was like, absolutely the fuck not. I would not listen to this shit. So, that right there, again, it plays with even the dopamines that's in your brain at that moment. And if I were to listen to that shit sober, I'm going straight to sleep.
Yep.
I'm gonna fall asleep. Because it's the same tone the whole album. There was no difference in.
So I don't see how you listen to Ice Spice.
I don't listen to that bitch.
You got one song or
two. I got one or two. Okay. And that's just because I was trying to shake my ass. Well,
technically you got one song because they all sound exactly the same.
She's like, you got the whole album.
You got the whole album, bitch. If you heard one, you heard them all.
You gonna stop bitching in Ice Spice when she comes in your ass.
What her ass gonna do? Make a better song? Goodbye. I'll be waiting.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
She gonna make a diss track about us?
No, about you, because I listen.
If she can make a diss track about me, I'll make one in a whole reverse and kill her whole career.
As long as it's with that same... Oh my God. That shit. I was thinking about that big rapper. What is the fuck is her name?
Dank?
Yeah, Daddy Dank or Big Dank or something. Big Dank. Yeah, they just had her on what is that fucking show with Charlamagne and them?
The Breakfast Club?
Yeah, there we go. And she sat out in the chair and she looked at him and was like, y'all ain't got no bigger seat. And they were like, yeah, we got some for you. These niggas pulled out the biggest bench that you could possibly put in a fucking recording out there. They brought out a bench and she sat out on it. She's like, that's better. I knew I was coming. Y'all should have had a better seat for me.
Yeah, just like she knew she was big, she should have ordered a bigger car. That's another conversation.
Listen.
If you need a bench and not a regular chair, then you needed a whole...
My big ass needs a bench.
You gonna order a little Fiat?
Hell yeah, I've been in a Fiat before, bitch.
Her big ass ain't getting no Fiat.
Nah, I don't see that happening.
Like, at all. She wasn't getting in that Toyota
either. She said her whole family is big like that, and it was in a PT Cruiser.
Ain't no way.
She said the whole family, ain't no way. Five of them.
The tires busted.
That's what they said. She was like, the tires had to go flat. Ain't no way. I've seen it before in real life. Not with her, but another family that was all five of them was big. And I saw them. But that big? They weren't that big, no. But they were all like Samoan size big, maybe a little bit bigger, you know, they were like on the bigger side. And the car did lower when they all got in, but they got in.
But it does damage your car in the long run. I'm not letting nobody that goddamn big in my car.
And you let me in the car, bitch.
You ain't that damn big. She wouldn't have got in my car. Oh, canceled ride. You're done. Bye. And I would have smooth drove it off.
Yeah, he said that and argued with her.
I wouldn't even sat there and argue with her. I'd be like, look, ma'am, you're going to need a bigger car.
For you to pull the phone out and record me.
You wouldn't even be able to record me because I would have been loud to seen you, saw my car, and been like, cancel ride, and took off. Like, oh, I got another, they paying more. I got to go.
Bringing her up, is that mental?
She was mentally disturbed. I think she was going to get her big ass in that little ass car.
That's fucked up.
Now that poor man's car.
That's fucked up.
Nah, bruh. She knew she needed an XL. I'm not letting that go. You need an XL because I drive a small car. And there's no way I'm putting her in my car.
You don't drive no fucking small car.
My first Honda was very small.
Oh, yo, that. No, you know it was the nipple car.
The nipple car was even smaller.
What was it? It was
Geo Metro?
She had a fucking Geo Metro.
It was shaped like a nipple. It was supposed to be a football, if you know the history of why they designed the car that way.
It was terrible
design. To reenact that damn football throw. Fuck, who was it? I knew it before. We'll go back into that later.
It don't
matter.
Back
to the music.
The car is fucking terrible. Anyways, off of her. But you said something about benches and shit, and it just made me think about that whole shit, because that shit was funny as fuck. Because she stood up, and they really, three people carried out a bench for her to sit on. And I was like, y'all ain't shit. But thank y'all for having accommodations for the bitch. But... Anyways, when it comes to music and the mental health, for me, if I'm in a down mood, I prefer to put on My go-to, if I want to stay, I'm, okay, you know what, the way I'll put it, I'm a Pisces. If you know anything about signs, Pisces tend to suppress their emotions, deeply suppress them. So, I'm always relatively happy. Fuck you to my coworkers who are listening who think I'm rude and angry. I'm normally happy if you leave me the fuck alone. And if I get into my mood of sadness, which I'm trying very hard not to get into that mood, because that time of year is coming up. Shout out to my daddy. His your birthday is next, because, you know, ain't y'all like, what, 3 days apart?
Yeah.
Y'all 3 days apart, and then I'm 2 weeks from that.
Yeah, my godmom and your dad's on the same day.
Yeah. And I'm trying to stay upbeat and shit, but, like, when I start feeling like I'm going to be down, I throw on some Mac Miller. Because, not to say he...
Well, that last one was pretty depressing.
First of all, he got one called, like, a $5 penny ride or a penny pony ride or some shit. Fucking love that song. What the fuck is the name of that song? It's, like, it's on his Balloonerism album, and it's, like... What is it called? But either way, like, I'd like to throw on some Mac Miller because it just fucking makes me feel better. My husband doesn't really care for it because he says, oh, you got on your depression music again. Okay, first of all, if you hear that I got the depression music on, do two things or three. Pull me a shot. Give me some dick. Or ask me what the fuck is wrong so you can help fix it. Come up with a solution, nigga. Don't just talk shit about the music I got going on. It might be depressing to you, but to me, this is making me actually feel so I can process what the fuck I'm really feeling. And the song is called $5 Pony Rides. And that nigga is talking that shit. He popping his shit in that song. And I love Mac Miller. Shout out to Mac Miller. R.I.P. Mac Miller. Which... Again, what he was a very depressed individual. I don't think he was depressed because of the industry and what they did to him. He's just always been depressed. But again, he was one of those individuals where he was always happy, always nice, always pleasant.
Like Robin Williams?
Yeah, exactly like that. And it's like, you never know what the fuck somebody's actually going through. Because I could tell you I'm happy and shit and I'm doing good. And realistically, I'm over here having a catastrophic fucking category 5 fucking mental breakdown. But you're not going to know that. I'm going to tell you I'm good. Because, like, again, somebody has mentioned to me before, can't you just say you're good and go on about your day? Well, damn. I'm not good today, motherfucker. That's why I was telling you. You want the good, the bad, or the ugly. The fuck?
Yep.
So that's why I always keep a headphone in, and I always keep my music going.
I stay with headphones in at work.
Give me my music. I'd rather hear that shit than y'all noise. Because
music can actually impact the brain and your emotions. It reduces stress, regulating the mood, as we've been mentioning.
Music can stress
and
you out, too.
And enhancing focus, depending on what you're listening to.
Trying to record that goddamn intro. Woo!
Because, man.
We would start to get stressed. I'm like, listen.
Yeah, but for stress reduction, we should have put on something else because music can trigger the release of the neurochemicals that reduce stress and tension.
Is that why you got this stream of water running in the background?
Exactly. Releasing those neurological
I want to release that, when I want to release my stress, you know the guys, the little monks?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a monk? Is that what they're called?
For what?
With the little, they got the little metal gold bowls and they like
the Buddha?
Tap them. It's a Buddha.
Okay.
Is it a Buddhist? It's a monk. A Buddhist monk? I don't know. It's a little Indian dude, right? And they're most likely Indian or Asian, one of them two.
I was going to say, who is Asian?
You right. My bad. But anyways, they've got like these gold little bowls and they're like, they tap them with like a little stick or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even like move your finger around them and it changes the frequency and the waves of the sounds from the vibration of the bowl once you hit it. If I'm that stressed, I will throw that shit on. And I'm telling you, not even 2 minutes in, I am calm, relaxed, my whole mood, and I feel like a whole new person 30 minutes later, I'm just like, even, I put it on one time. My husband was like, hey, he woke up because he fell asleep. He woke up and was like, whatever the fuck you played, please don't play that shit again without giving me a warning. He was like, that shit calmed me down so much, I fell asleep.
And yeah, I'm like, that's music the point. That can do that. It enhances. So it's part of like the brain health and focus enhancement. So music can stimulate the brain and improve performances on cognitive tasks. Background music can improve processing speed, which is why I use it when I'm working. Workout music can motivate people to work out harder and longer.
Throw on some Meek Mill, your ass gonna have the best workout of your life.
Put on that wrist. Boom. You gonna be
girl, what you trying to do?
You gonna be worked out.
Put a cardiac arrest, putting that on.
And then for brain health, music can help keep the brain engaged and exercise throughout the aging process. Early exposure to music can have long-lasting benefits on mental health and quality of life.
When you're pregnant, listen to Mozart, because you gonna.
That's what I did with every last one of my kids.
Every person I know that listened to classical music when they were pregnant, their kid is smart as shit. The baby is calm. They come out peaceful.
Yeah, I used to put the headphones on my stomach and just let it play.
Hell yeah. You throw on some fucking trap music with that baby, you finna have a wild
time. You finna have a thug coming out. You
finna have a wild damn ride. That motherfucker not finna sleep.
We can see the differences between
because I know some people who I was just finna say. I know some people
who they are not the same child.
Had on nothing but rap music and straight just thug shit. And now them niggas is gang members and drug dealers.
And you can see the difference in how the kids grew up. And I'm just like, wow. It does make a difference.
I can't get the, you know.
You need help getting that open.
No, I got it. I can do it myself. Anyways, when you're in a mood, who do you listen to? Like, when you're in a negative mood, like, you just want to fight.
All right, so look, it depends. Because my mood literally changes with the wind.
You know what? Like, before that, I never said actually happy birthday to your ass.
I thought we did.
No, my mom said happy birthday to you. You old, bitch.
I know.
Happy birthday.
I know, thank you. Thank you.
It's her motherfucking birthday. I'm finna take a shot, because she ain't. I'm gonna make her take a shot on camera in the woods, because she's taking me to the fucking woods.
She gonna enjoy these woods.
It better be a backwood. Oh my God, we need an ATV.
We got that Suzuki.
Where the fuck is this Suzuki at? Because this is the second time you done mentioned
it. By the trailer.
Alright. I'm going to go look for this in a minute and see. Take that bitch with us.
So when I'm in my mood, depending on what mood it is, but that's why my playlist is always on shuffle. Because...
Oof, I can't do the shuffle.
I have to do the shuffle because if I start listening to the same one, I'll get annoyed. So it has to jump around because that's how my brain is. My brain is literally always jumping around. Constantly
jump,
moving.
Jump, jump around.
Hey, hey.
See? Jump up, get down.
So, like, I'm the type of person that's like, you're having a deep conversation, might be talking about politics, and then my brain will go, why are giraffes' necks so long? And then I will contemplate on that for, like, 10 minutes before joining back into the conversation that we were just talking about, being confused. And everybody's like, what's going on? I was like, I don't know. I'm still thinking about why giraffes have long-ass necks. Like, it's all over the place. So I don't know. That's why my shit gotta stay on shuffle, bitch, because we don't know what the hell I'm gonna think about in 2 minutes.
I don't know why is there an orange on the tree. Like,
why are those oranges stuck to the tree like that? Why don't they all fall? Like, I don't know. I just, it's random thoughts. That's that ADHD autism.
No, that's that autism, bitch. The ADHD. Yeah, I'm just focused on the person who's talking right now because I want to know what that thing is on their lip. And why you got that spit in the corner in your mouth, sir?
The point is, if I'm talking to somebody, I'll look straight past him.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I look straight past him, and then I'll just go back in. But I have a problem with eye contact. Like, why are you looking at me?
I don't like that.
But
I be trying to. I be really trying. Again, and then I got to look at your nose. Let me look at your lip. Now I'm looking at your penis. And it's
then
like,
you're implying.
It's like, damn, what were you talking about again?
Why did you go down to the penis?
What the fuck else do men have that I want to stare at?
I just look past everybody. Right past your little ear.
Because once I start looking past you, now I'm not focused in at all.
That's probably why I'm never focused.
But, like, if I look at your penis, I'm like, okay. Because now my brain is telling me, okay, he's talking, but, like, is it big? Is it small?
See,
does he know how to wit? Does he know how to move the hips?
Like Shakira.
Shakira.
I do listen to her, so sometimes, like...
Hey, Shakira gonna get you in a good mood. Good mood. Right there.
Like, if I wanna get in a good mood, I'm gonna listen to Shakira. I'll be like, hey. And my kids like Shakira, too, so it's like a win-win.
You got them kids. I don't give a fuck what children wanna listen to. Like, that be tripping me out when parents be like, I've only listened to Disney music for the last 6 days, and I just can't take it anymore. Well, bitch, turn something else on. Like, what the fuck?
My kids are sponges, so if I turn something else on, they're going to go to school. I'm going to tell you right now,
when they go to school, they not listening to shit about Disney when they there. Because they friend who got that new mixtape that just dropped, they listening to it.
Actually, my kids came up from school telling me, we don't talk about Bruce. So they are listening to Disney if it's a good one. Just throwing it out there.
First of all, bitch, my old ass is listening. We don't talk about Bruno. That was a good fucking song.
Because I will play that in my car and be like, we don't talk
about Bruno. I got some motherfucking Disney shit on my shit. And I ain't got no kids either. But like, I can't. I will say this though. When I do normally have your kids, the younger ones, the older ones, they can listen. When the older ones are in the car, I'm confused as to what the fuck we listening to. Because I don't know what they got playing.
Dude,
I have no idea. I'd be mad as shit when they come, Mom, can we put a song on? You get one song, sir, because that's all I can tolerate. You get the one song, because the rest of it, you're going to fuck up my driving. You're going to fuck up my whole driving and shit. Like, you're going to confuse me. I'm going to forget where we going. Like,
I always forget where we're going, period.
It's a personal problem.
I know. It has nothing to do with you.
Take her ass off the road.
No, that's why I call my husband and be like, I'm lost again.
He told me he had to guide you down back from Reno and you got stuck in the snow.
Hey, I wasn't lost. I was stuck. And I was just like...
Your ass should have stayed at the concert.
I didn't want to. I was overstimulated. Overstimulated. I love the artist that we went to go see.
Snow the Product.
Case in point. Love her.
Shout out.
Went out there. I made it through the meet and greet.
I can't wait till one day we can get snow on this podcast.
Right.
God damn, that's going to be great.
That'd be awesome.
I might retire after that. We get snow on the podcast. I'm done. This is it. The final episode. I don't want to talk to nobody else.
That's going to be an elevated episode.
Ooh, y'all might get a 2-hour.
Right, finally.
Right.
But I listened to Grandson. So I don't know if most people know about Grandson. Yes.
Who was that?
Blood in the Water, Despicable, Zombie Love. I listen to him, really blood in the water, like when I'm feeling perplexed.
What kind of music is that?
It's rockish. We'll never give free lambs to the slaughter. What you gonna do when it's blood in the water? Jeremiah. It's a really good song.
You play it with him. I'm gonna tell you right now, when you and my husband are having a conversation, I tune the fuck out because y'all gonna go from here to over there. Real quick,
and then back over there, and then I'm gonna be so confused.
Like, when my husband is having a conversation with somebody, I tend to tune out because, bitch, I don't know where it's going, especially if he's talking to his dad. I leave the room, I leave the room for multiple reasons, not just because I get lost in the conversation, but because they'll talk about some shit that I know neither one of them are doing, going to do, or have ever done. And I hate those type of conversations because it's like.
Like when we were talking about gravity waves?
Yeah, no, see, listen. That one just pissed me off altogether for other reasons.
Well, back to the music. So
I don't think I like my husband. I'm sorry.
She mad at her husband. I'm like, is this episode going to be me trying to explain my music and you thinking about something that pissed you off about your husband? So you
no, but it's going to make me tell you what music I put on when I'm pissed off. It's going to be rap.
Mine is rock. Rock. I will put on some Disturbed so fast.
I feel like
so
rock
fast.
Music would calm me down if I was upset.
But
it
doesn't make me angry, but when I'm upset, that's the music I go to.
Does it calm me down?
Yes.
Okay. See, when I'm upset, I just
and then by the time I'm done rocking the fuck out, I'm calm.
I feel like I just wanna
fucking negative energy the fuck out.
No, because like when I'm upset, I want to be left alone. And I want to put on, like, loud music. Not necessarily rock, But I just, like, one time I put on Plies. I put on a whole Plies playlist.
Give me that Becky.
Bitch, I went from being a drug dealer to a gang member to a pimp back to just a hoe. He took me on a roller coaster, and by the time I got done with the playlist, I was calm as fuck, because I was like, that man's music took you everywhere.
And that's what I do with Tech N9ne.
He'll have you in love real quick.
I'm a Tech N9ne fan, so
hey,
that will regulate my mood regardless.
You know what?
Him and Eminem.
Oh, see, no, because Eminem gonna instantly make me violent. I'm not gonna, there's no coming back, I'm not calming down.
I put on fight music, and I'm gonna fight.
Yeah, like Eminem
fight
is
music,
not...
I be ready to like bust somebody's head with a mason jar. Like, what?
Actually, you know what? It makes me think about it. When you say Eminem, it makes me think about when I was a kid. And I know that probably sounds weird, but that's when Eminem came out. We were children.
We were kids.
I was in sixth grade when the Marshall Mathers LP came out.
And I was listening to him before that.
And, well,
he was underground.
And at sixth grade, I was listening to a lot of Britney Spears.
I love me some Britney,
a lot of
Christina
Backstreet
Aguilera.
Boys, Christina Aguilera.
But I also
NSYNC.
Never stopped listening to all the other shit. I added that in.
No, I didn't listen to any of that shit. Like, no, I had Brandy and Monica before that.
I listened to them too, but I also still listened to the other shit.
I didn't have the other shit. I didn't.
I had a lot of old school shit too.
Don't get me wrong. Was rap in my life? Yeah, you got E-40, Too Short, all that shit was there. Right, that was not what I was listening to. I was
listening to LA rap,
to fucking pop music. Okay, I grew up white.
Hey, I just met you.
God, don't get me started. You know I fucking love that song.
Exactly.
Man,
exactly.
I used to run out of the fucking bathroom in the club. I pushed a bitch once
at Faces
because I was
so
like, I need to get
times.
To the bathroom. It wasn't Faces, bitch.
Wasn't it Faces?
It wasn't Faces.
It was the Vault. The Vault.
It was the vault.
That
I pushed a bitch once. I was like, I need to get to the dance floor. I need to twirl, bitch. Move. Get in the way. I was like, hey, I just met you. And this is crazy. Like, that was my shit. That's still my shit.
Wham was our shit.
Jitterbug. Doom, doom.
Jitterbug. Now, see, that will get us going, too. See, we like a lot of the
same. We like similar music. You just sometimes, when you in your mood, take it. Somewhere my husband needs to step in. That's where he joins you.
And I got some stuff that he was like, bro, what? But I like it. And he downloaded it.
Yeah. So. She actually is the person that put me on the Snow the Product. Because she was like, this is... Okay, so backstory real quick, right? Snow the Product is very pale for a Mexican woman. And so she thought, because Snow used to refer to herself as white. There was like one or two songs when she first came out. Not like as a white woman, but she knew
she was pale.
Yeah.
And nobody really thought of her as a Mexican.
And so when she played it, she was like, I got this white woman on this Tech N9ne song. And she's spitting like crazy. And I'm like, all right, play the shit. I don't really fuck with Tech. I didn't fuck with Tech at that time. That was not my type of music. But she played it. And I was like, hey, she going crazy. Wait a minute, who the fuck is this?
She went dumb.
So it was like another song, like a month later, she was like, check this one out. And it was another Snow the Product song. And I was like, who is this bitch? She is going crazy. So she was like, that's Snow the Product. I Googled that shit. I looked up her music and was like, yo, I'm in love. And she fine as fuck? Get the fuck out of here. Like, what?
And that became our bonding artist.
I was like, bitch. I'm texting her shit she ain't never seen and heard before. She was like, I ain't never heard this one. Like, who is this? I was like, that's Snow, nigga. Like, and now it's just like, that's our homie. That's the bitch right there. Snow the Product is that one. Yep. I can be in a good mood, bad mood, sad mood, happy mood. You put on Snow the Product and I'm just going, I'm going to dance. I'm going to rap. And we gonna laugh. It's gonna be a good time. It's gonna be a fucking vibe. You know, I'm telling you, every concert I've been to has been a fucking good time.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had an issue.
She don't miss. Like, the last one, I wasn't feeling it, but I think it was the location, not necessarily the concert itself. But even from the very first concert, I can even talk about that with mental health. The very first Snow the Product concert I went to, my dad had died in March, and that concert was in November of the same year. Best night of my life. Best night of my life. She played every song I wanted to hear. She stage dived. I got to hold her. I got to grab a titty. I had an ass.
Grab an ass. That was a good one.
I think I lost my beanie. She might have stolen it. I don't really know where that fucking beanie went. But it was a fucking good time. And anytime I hear a song, I can like relive that moment. And it takes me back and it calms me the fuck down. And I can definitely say it gives me the right amount of dopamine that I need to balance my levels out. And to fucking alter my mental, no matter what fucking mood I'm in.
Yep.
That, I think that's honestly why I fucks with Snow that much. Because I can literally put on any song of hers and have a good time. And I just like to have a good time. Sober, drunk, high, whatever the fuck. Life shouldn't be all that fucking stressful. And I think that's why people lean on music so much.
Yep.
And that's why there's so many different artists, so many different genres, so much music out. But have you heard, I forget what fucking, I want to say it might have been Bill Gates. It was one of those fucking rich, smart ass fucking millionaires, right? And he basically said he doesn't listen to music at all. And he thinks music is for idiots. Because he says that music shouldn't be able to control you that much. And it's just noise. And I'm thinking, I don't want to be that fucking smart to the point where a song pisses me off. Where music doesn't help or make me feel anything.
There are people like that,
though. And I'm sure there are. I don't want to be that person.
Me either.
I fucking enjoy music. Music is for the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Music makes you feel things for a fucking reason. And if you listen to certain artists that have, like, depression, music, shit like that.
It comes out in the music.
Listen to their fucking lyrics. They're telling you something.
That's why heartbreak music, when people had their heart broken, so they immediately go
throw on
Monica, or they'll throw on some K. Michelle, they'll throw on,
like, K. Michelle gonna make you fight your nigga, don't throw that on.
But when they're depressed, most of them, or they'll put on, what is that, Melanie?
At 4 a.m.?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That was the go-to.
That was a good one.
I didn't even have relationship problems.
Girl, I wasn't even in one. I was fucking single and I was just sitting there. What the fuck?
Like, I didn't even have no problems.
She told the whole story and I was ready to beat her nigga ass for her, too.
And he wasn't even doing nothing.
Like, damn. That's a good ass fucking song. Fucking Deborah Cox.
And Angel. And Deborah Cox.
Deborah Cox. How did you get here? Ain't nobody supposed to be here. Girl, I done woke up and looked at a nigga and was like, why are you still here? Sir.
Because God sent you him.
What? No, ma'am. He did not. He made me send that text message.
You're ridiculous.
He made me send that text message. I just want to know why you fell asleep, sir. You was not supposed to stay tonight. I'm pretty sure you have a girlfriend. You need to leave. You need to leave.
You're ridiculous.
And nigga was like, what time is it? 6 o'clock in the fucking morning. I'm pretty sure somebody is texting you. You need to go. You need to get out. I don't even remember your name, sir. Thanks for a good time. I really didn't know that nigga name. I don't remember. I really don't. I'm sorry. Those were my whole days.
Oh, my God.
There's music for that, too. Because you know what? Back to Plies. That whole Becky song, was it Becky? I think it was. If we was on the way to the club, back when I was hanging out with Lion King.
Give me the Becky.
When we was on the way to the club, if that song came on, the mission for the night was to get some dick.
That is some old shit.
It is. But we had a good time.
I'm just pointing out, I don't like her.
She also did not partake in the whole activities, I think only once, but she had to have an intellectual conversation first. Sir, I don't need to know your name. I just need to know if you into women.
Yeah, we have
except for that one motherfucker. Ooh. And I still don't remember his name either.
Damn.
Shut up, bitch. I didn't take names. I took numbers. The fuck?
And you gave out numbers. That one yours.
You're not gonna let me live down Ragu, are you?
Ever. Because I'm like, who the hell is Ragu? And why are you calling me?
When I tell you this girl was so like, I'm not having sex. So, okay, we out. We drunk with our bro. We chilling. I think that was the night me, you, and Dabby and Paul went out.
Mm-hmm.
We go out and we see this group of guys. It's their bachelor party. They're smoking a Cuban cigar. They let me hit the Cuban. I'm like, for sure, we chilling. We all having a good time. I shit you not. I don't know. I don't even remember where the fuck he came from.
I think he just spotted us and just popped up.
I don't even fucking remember where he came from, but he was like, hey, what's up? My name Ragu. And I'm me. So sober me is going to ask you, what's your government name? What the fuck your mama call you? Because I know your mama not calling you no fucking Ragu. I don't even want to know why you're called Sauce. I don't want to know. Because
he got the sauce, maybe?
Could that be it?
I was hoping so, because who, why?
I don't know. I don't even remember what the nigga looked like. All I know is he was all like, hey, something. Now, mind you, I had just went on a date, and I was kind of like head over heels for that dude. Shouldn't have been, but I was. So I wasn't taking numbers that night. I was like, I'm already occupying somebody's time. Somebody's occupying my time right now. And so, but I was like, but my friend right there, she's single. And she's just like, she walks away. I don't know if she was looking for people. I don't know what the fuck she had.
No, I heard you say she's single and I knew you were going to try to introduce me. So I walked the fuck off.
So she walks off and I'm like, hey, look, just take her number down. He was like, no, she cute. She a bad one. She bad. Yeah, I talked to her. I fucks with it. I was like, here, look, I'm going to give you her number. I slid him the number, and I guess the next morning he texted her or whatever. I don't know what the fuck happened. All I know is I got a long-ass text message from her. Who the fuck is Ragu? And I'm looking at my phone like, bitch, the sauce maker? I don't, that's for spaghetti, nigga. I don't fucking know.
I was like, how did you get my number?
And she's like, how did you get my number? I'm like, I don't know how the sauce guy got your number, bro. I don't know what you're talking about. She's just like, he said, your homegirl gave me your number last night. And I'm like, instantly my brain, it clicked. I was like, oh, it might have been that music. Hey, didn't you win like a dance competition that night?
I did.
You were jerking. It was fucking, oh, what was the name? It wasn't Ray Shrimmer. Who was it? Who made the song?
Jerk. You're a jerk.
Jerk.
New
jerk.
Boys.
Oh, yeah. New Boys. She jerked in some heels that night and won a dance off in the middle of the fucking club. And I don't know what the fuck overcame you. I guess the fucking music had your mood right.
Yeah, I was fooling myself. I didn't want to be bothered, so I started hitting the jerk like, hey.
There was a whole bunch of dudes trying to dance with your ass.
And I kept moving.
She just started jerking and shit, and they was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, because they were trying to, like,
the cat daddy.
Yeah, they were trying to come over there and, like, dance. So, like, I was going to do the, like, how them other bitches was dancing, like, all up on the dude. I wasn't finna do that. I was like, as soon as I seen him approaching me, I just started hitting the jerk.
Why
like,
you let me drink this much?
I did not.
You ain't stopped.
It's way over there.
Nah, bruh. That's a lot of tequila. Excuse you.
Give me the
excuse
damn you. Bottle then. And don't say nothing.
It's your birthday. If you can't turn up, somebody gotta do it for you.
Oh, Lord. It's a... Okay.
Turn up. It's your birthday, bitch.
And see, you, there's music for big. That. There's music hey, for everything. Listen,
we need more birthday songs.
We do.
We need more turn-up birthday songs. Because you got Stevie Wonder with the black Happy Birthday.
Happy Birthday to you.
I don't want to hear nobody sing Happy Birthday to me if you're not going to sing it like Kia did. Okay?
Oh,
if you're not going to sing it like her, I don't want to hear it.
She said, ah!
Because you got to put your... I want to hear your esophagus expand. And I want to hear your chest come in a little bit. And I want to hear the Holy Spirit come out of your mouth when you sang that shit. Because that girl, I don't know if we got that recording, but she sang the fuck out of it. I don't even think she fucking liked me then at that point. But it was sung to perfection. You did your big one.
And did.
Okay, you did your big one. Because she was, happy birthday to you. The ha! I was just like, whew. I don't know where she pulling it from, but she feeling it. If you're not singing it to me like that, they got a new Happy Birthday one out, but I don't really care for it. I don't know if you've heard the new version of it. No, I don't really care for it, so I ain't even gonna try. But we need more Happy Birthday turn-up songs. Because I'm tired of the fuck it up because it's your birthday, sis. Fuck
it up. Bring your birthday, sis.
Fuck it up because it's your birthday, bitch. It's a good song, but we need another.
We need some other one.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of, like, depressing music, Mac Miller has a happy birthday song. It's sad as a motherfucker. He's like, I don't even want to go upstairs. I know upstairs got a party going on for me and there's a whole cake and shit and everybody came to see me, but I just want to be down here sad. And I like to play that one on my birthday. Oh. I like to play that one on my birthday. And Jeremiah's like, bitch, you're not even sad right now. I'm not. But this is how Mac is singing to me and I want to feel it. So let me have this moment right now. Because it doesn't make me sad. It makes me happy to hear it. And in all honesty, sometimes there's that moment where, damn, there is really a party going on upstairs for me, and I don't want to be here right now.
There's a lot of times there's a party going on for me, and I don't want to be there.
Exactly. So I know you feel what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But that takes you back to the fucking music and how it affects your fucking mental.
Yes.
Because, again, I like to hear the song. I even played that shit on his birthday, January 19th. I played that shit on his own birthday. Sing happy birthday to yourself, sir. You're no longer here. I did not know this man in person, but when I tell you, I feel like I did. And the only thing I really regret is that I never got to go see that man in concert. And what pisses me off is that people on TikTok think my fucking husband looks like him. And shit makes me mad. Because if I do cut his beard right, he kind of do.
I don't see it, but I guess.
I say it kind of.
Okay.
I say it kind of. Because I don't really see it either. But there was one haircut I gave him, and I was like, okay, I could kind of see where they're getting
from. Are they both redheads?
Maybe.
You know, people like to lump all black people together.
I swear to y'all, I like my husband occasionally sometimes. I swear I do. I do. Am I trying to convince y'all or myself? I don't know. But
probably yourself at this point.
My birthday is in 2.5 weeks. Mm. And we shall see how this goes. We shall see how this goes. I haven't invited him yet.
To Vegas?
No, to my birthday party.
Which one?
Any of them.
Oh, damn.
I haven't invited him this year. I'm going to Fuga the Child. I'm taking my grandma.
I feel it.
I'm going to go meet me some steak at a Brazilian steakhouse, and I'm not taking that nigga. I'm going to take him. He can go when we go to, I forget what the fuck I even reserved, but that little health food place.
Oh, the one, the season something?
Season 52 or 55 or something like that.
We're going to see how that goes.
We're going to see, because they supposed to have shit on there she can eat, and that's why I picked it, because you're going to come celebrate this birthday with me.
Okay.
I don't know when the last time you celebrated. We used to go eat tacos. We can't do that now. So what you trying to eat?
I know. It's just tacos and tequila, and now I can't have that.
Damn, what are we supposed to eat for your birthday, friend?
I know. I can still have tacos. Just, they got to be made.
God, we got to make it.
No, I'll be getting it from up there.
We can go to the truck. Okay, we can hit the taco truck, and then
I have to get, like, the chicken, because they... Carne asada be too salty.
And they carne asadas. I'm gonna get the birria. They got a nice quesadilla taco that's hella fire.
They do, but it'd be greasy and salty.
Theirs is not that greasy to me. There's another place up the street that's hella greasy. I wish I could find our taco truck guy.
I swear.
Cause that's all I want. I don't want anybody else. That or see if Chef Lindsay is making them. She ain't cooked in a minute. As you can tell, we like tacos on this podcast. We eat Mexican food. Okay?
Well, I eat a little bit of everything.
She eats a little bit of everything, but we like Mexican food.
Yeah, I'm really big on this, the Korean barbecue. Oh, and that's Korean. Then I could see you try it.
I've tried it. I don't like Asian food.
Yeah, homemade though, with the homemade sauce.
I don't
sauce.
Give a damn. I don't like how it tastes.
You're weird.
Yes, I like Italian and Mexican.
That's it. You burn your horizons.
I have made it a point to try everything. I still have not tried Indian food. I don't like the smell of curry. I'm sorry. I don't.
But it tastes so good.
It might. So I'm okay. I will try curry food this year. Mexican, Indian. What is it? Indian.
Indian.
I will try some Indian.
Well, it's food. Different. There's Indian, Punjabi, Pakistan.
Them is all sand niggas. Okay, I will try some sand nigga food this year. Okay. I'm not even trying to be racist. That's just them is niggas. Okay. Everybody is a nigga.
My brother was born in India. He's from Punjabi. He's Punjabi background. Born in India.
Yeah, we got a Punjabi brother. Shout out to Brother Paul. We call him Brother Paul like he a preacher.
I just call him Paul.
You call him Paul, bro. But I just call him Brother Paul. We call him brother.
Kids call him Uncle Paul.
Uncle Paul, Brother Paul, that nigga Paul.
And he
right now he's health food and workout Paul.
Yeah, and he put me on a lot of his kind of music.
Hey, yo, he do be sending me some good shit.
Some good ones too. And then I put him on some music that's
damn I spilled.
His style that I listen to, and he's like, I haven't heard that one. And then we'll start exchanging music that way. So if you do have any international songs that you listen to, let me know, because I got plenty. I got a lot.
Because we listen to a lot of fucking Latin music.
Celia Cruz.
Damn, I ain't heard you say her name in a minute.
I still listen to her.
That's good. That actually brings me up to a debate I want to have with you.
What?
Who you think's better, Bad Bunny or J Balvin? Not right now.
All right.
It's for another episode.
All right. Because I can name that off top, but all right.
No, but see, I want to take it further than just their music.
But you already know who I listen to more.
They both... I know who we both listen to more, but...
I don't think we're on the same page.
I want to break it down to why. Not just their music, but to why, what they stand for, and then even take it into their fashion. Because they both have shoes out.
Mm-hmm.
They both have sneaker deals. So it's only right for me to bring them both up. And I will say this. I don't have a pair of Bad Bunny shoes. And it's not because I don't want a pair. It's because I can't fucking win them. I haven't fucking won the raffle to purchase them. I don't have a pair of J Balvin's either. That's just because I'm not going to pay that much. Once this podcast start popping off, though, I will go get me.
Oh, my God.
Our first check, bitch. I'm getting some shoes, goddammit.
All right. Well, we'll have a discussion soon.
We will. We can definitely. Oh, shit. This is supposed to be a small, short episode.
We're already an hour in. Okay, so should we even go into the story? Yes, we are, because it ties into
this. Of course we going into the story.
So, speaking of music... We actually did record a song, too.
Hell yeah.
We recorded one together.
Damn,
and
I gotta
recorded
find
one
that.
By
I gotta
myself.
Remember my password.
So,
one. I got plenty of songs recorded.
Mm-hmm, and one was over a Super Mario beat, and we were literally in her kitchen, right? So, we just got high. We were drinking, smoking a little bit, and then decided we wanted to be rappers.
We didn't decide, bitch. I was trying to pursue a career in rap at that time, and that was when Kid Hypee was in 100% full effect. Oshi Go didn't exist then.
I guess so. Yeah, that's true. That was a long time ago.
Oshi Go did not even exist, because that was actually supposed to be my rap name, was supposed to be Hyphmo Ogo, and I'm like, I don't like that. But I do like Hyphee, and then at that point, I was going by... Wild the Burberry Child or some shit, and I was just like, ooh, I'ma put Kid Hyphee in there. And it stuck, and it's been with me for fucking ever.
Yeah, I was never trying to be a rapper.
Aw, bitch, I was trying to make it. Like, my dad was trying to figure out how to get me signed with Diddy and all that shit, and I was not, I was like, no, Diddy is not the move. I was like, no.
But,
I thought he was a creeper back when I was 13, nigga.
Still a creeper. But we did record the song, and I don't know how the lyrics came to us. It was dope, though. It just popped in the head, and I was like, boop, spit it out.
I told her, I said, I got this beat. Listen to this shit. And then she just sat there and was just like, hey, this is fire. Hold on, wait. I don't even know. Like, I randomly had a microphone. Like, I had a microphone and everything.
It was connected to a laptop.
Yeah. It was one of them little laptop microphones. Actually, you know what's funny? I stole that shit from Don.
Oh, wow.
Because I seen it. I was like, she ain't using this shit. I took that shit.
We listen and don't judge.
I don't know if you listening, but yeah. I definitely took that.
But yeah, I went over there. I listened to it for a few minutes. And I was like, ooh. And then just, boop, it just came out the mouth. And it ended up being a fire-ass song. I wish we could find it and play it for you guys.
When I get into my laptop, because I have it on my laptop, I'm gonna play that. We gonna play it for y'all. We gotta play it for y'all. Because that shit went too crazy. Like, when I tell you we recorded it, what, 30 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
We recorded it in 30 minutes. Burn that shit on a CD. And this was back when, like, you were burning CDs so you can have music to listen to in your car.
LimeWire.
Right? Shout out LimeWire. But we put it on a CD. I don't know how other people ended up with this fucking song. But we were driving through the Heights one day. And I shit you not, I pass a car. And I hear, everybody wanna be a boss like me. We get life. And I was like, hold on, wait.
Not you not remembering the words.
Hey, fuck. Hey, we get hella hypey.
That's all you remember.
I don't even remember my verse.
Be a boss like me. No L's, job receipt, man. We get hella hypey. Everybody wanna be a boss like me. Like me. You know we was young when we made that shit. And it was to the Super Mario beat, so it was dope.
That shit went fire. But I heard people in the Heights playing the shit. And our homegirl who was there when we recorded, she was like, yeah, I let my homeboy listen to it. And I was like, nigga, wait, hold on, wait. People is playing the shit? I was like, okay. We should have actually, like, mastered it, put that shit out. But, like, YouTube had just came out. We didn't know shit about no fucking YouTube, nigga. We was just chilling. But I think the first video I ever recorded on YouTube, this is how fucking young and dumb I was. I was smoking a Black and Mild. I thought I was cool as fuck. Like, making some fucking O-rings and shit. I wasn't even smoking weed, nigga. I was smoking a Black and Mild, like, trying to be like a Billy Badass or some shit. Hopefully that video is not still on there.
It likely still is. You gotta probably search for it, though. Archives.
Hell yeah. But we gonna play that song. Because that song was one of those uplifting, upbeat. That was, I won't say uplifting, but it was definitely a turn-up song.
For a younger crowd, because we all got licenses now.
But our registration ain't paid.
Mine is.
Fuck off. I'm gonna pay it next week.
And then you got to turn around and pay it again.
I know, bitch. Damn. Fuck. That's what happens when you're irresponsible as shit.
Procrastination.
It wasn't even procrastination, bitch.
What is it at this point?
I just don't want to.
Procrastination.
Sticking it to the man.
Girl.
The man about to stick it to me, bitch.
I was just going to say, don't get stuck too.
That man about to stick it to me.
At least somebody's sticking it to you.
Fucking me hard, too. Goddamn. Rough. With no lube, bitch. I didn't even ask for it. This is rape.
Yeah, the government been raping us for a long time.
This is governmental rape.
And that's why we listen to music, so we don't have to deal with it.
So that way we don't have to feel our emotions.
Exactly.
Let us know what music you listen to when you happy. Let me know what music you listen to when you sad. Any artists that you got that you think we should just check out because they have some type of vibe going on with their stuff. Let us know. We definitely gave y'all a much longer episode than we intended on. But
it is my birthday,
but when
so...
When we're talking music, me and her can go on for hours because, I mean... You know what's crazy is neither one of us majored in music like we should. Actually, you know what? Fuck, I did go to school for music. I forgot about that.
I did not.
I went to ARC for music production.
I did not.
I did. I forgot all about that shit. I never finished, though.
I wanted to be a marine biologist.
Because we could talk about Lady Blacksmith Mambazo. We could take it back to our roots. Oh, wawa. It's an elephant. Like, nigga, we could go back.
Not the foo-foo kitty line.
The foo-foo kitty line. Like, we could go back. I mean, me and her could talk music all day.
I got a lot of African and Jamaican music, too.
What was that African lady you put me on to? Fuck.
Boydie?
Yeah.
Oh, she dope.
Yeah. This girl, I'm telling you,
well, she's Nigerian.
I'm Nigerian, motherfucker. Anyways, we are gonna definitely, I think we figured out that this podcast is gonna be heavy on music
and mental health.
And then, you know, our next episode,
we're like gonna be in the woods.
She is taking me to the woods, y'all. She making me do the woods. We're gonna go outside.
I just feel like for 40 years I've been dragged to club, bar. All these
and nobody
things.
Drag you, ma'am. You got dressed and came outside. Because
that's
me.
The only places they would go.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I spent a lot of time in your living room dancing on the Wii.
Well, see, that's still. But when we want to go outside, ain't nobody really thinking about going camping in the woods and doing bonfire.
I'm black.
I like camping.
I don't like outside. There's bugs.
Isn't bug spray?
Bug spray attracts them. I want y'all to know that it does not repel.
It worked for us.
It don't.
They was coming at us tough until I sprayed my body.
Sixth grade camping trip, I'll tell you right now. Everybody sprayed themselves every day with bug spray, and they ended up with about 32 bug bites. Me did not spray one drop and ended up with one bug bite. And
that was, just don't like
and that was waiting on the fucking bus. Had the bus showed up on time, I wouldn't have got bit. Anyways. It's been real. It's been a good time. We will be live. We will be on YouTube. We will be recording. You will get to see our fucking faces for the first time.
When?
Next week.
Oh, yeah, in the woods.
When we're in the woods.
We're going to be in the woods.
We're recording live. And we're gonna do this.
Wait, is it going to be video live or just recording live?
We're going to record it, put it on YouTube, and then you want to go live, so we'll figure it out.
Well,
either way,
go live on Facebook,
there will be video.
Just so I can prove that she actually went to the woods.
Oh, God, I'm not ready.
And that's a few people that don't think she's going to make it, but...
I don't think I'm the main person that don't think I'm going to make it.
She's going to make it. This is what I want to do. And burning away...
Either way, that's going to be my dad. That's going to be on my dad's birthday. Yeah. It'll be celebrating her birthday. We're going to do a bonfire. We're going to burn away... her 30s, her 20s.
All of it.
Her traumas.
Start over in the 40s.
We're going to take a couple shots. Yeah, we're going to shout out my dad. We might even have a special guest with us. She's not going to get interviewed. She might. If she shows up. But we're going to go out there. It might get a little dark and gloomy on the episode because we are going to shout out my dad who is no longer with us. May he rest in peace. Might talk about our dads because all three of the people who will be in this episode, dads are no longer with us. But it is for a healing journey, not to be sad. It's to bring us closure, happiness, and to bond and to celebrate her motherfucking 40th birthday. Because, bitch, you're 40.
Yes.
Happy birthday, ho.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
And we're going to leave it there because this went way longer than we wanted it to.
It don't matter, bitch. It's a good. I still got fucking liquor left. I can't.
All right. Good night, guys.
Shot for your birthday, but we gonna go out. I gotta go grocery shopping, y'all. We gotta get the fuck out of here. Enjoy us. Thank you for vibing with us.
Vibe with us. Come vibe with the Koyas and this stuff.
Hey, vibe with us. Vibe with us.
Come vibe with the Koyas. Get to know us.
Hey.
Vibe with us.
Huh?
Vibe with us.
What?
Come vibe with the Koyas and discuss stuff. I said vibe with us. Vibe with us. Come vibe with the Koyas and get to know us.